Chapter 5. Who to Trust. When God first made the world, it was a perfect place, just like heaven. The people God made were also perfect, because only perfect people can live with a perfect God. God loved Adam and Eve. He was their closest friend.
But then Satan visited Adam and Eve in the garden. He told them a lie. He said they would be just like God. Adam and Eve believed Satan. They joined his side against God. They sinned. The Bible says that sin brings death. Adam and Eve's bodies would grow old and die. After they died, they would go and live with Satan and his angels in their terrible home. This is so awful, it's like another death. The Bible calls it the second death. Sin always brings lots of sadness.
God didn't want Adam and Eve to go and live with Satan. He loved Adam and Eve, but they couldn't live in heaven. They weren't perfect anymore. They had chosen to be sinners by believing Satan. What could God do? God wasn't stuck. He had a plan. He told Adam and Eve just a little of his plan, and what they heard was very good news. God promised to send a special man to earth. This man would be able to save Adam and Eve from being punished for their sin. He could save them from the second death. He'd be called a savior. How the Savior would rescue Adam and Eve and make them perfect again, God didn't say, but he had promised. Would Adam and Eve believe God this time? Would they trust him?
Do you know what the word trust means? Let me tell you a story. One day, John was walking beside the river with his grandpa. He got a little too close to the riverbank. All of a sudden, his feet slipped out from underneath him and splash! Into the water he went. He spluttered to the surface and struggled as the water swept him downstream. He was really scared. The water was freezing cold. Because his clothes were wet, they were heavy. He felt himself sinking. But then John's grandpa waded into the water. He was a strong man and his feet were firmly planted on the bottom of the river. With his long arms reaching out to John, his grandpa called out, "Here, grab my hand. I'll save you. Just trust me."
What should John do? If he believed his grandpa, then he would grab his hand. If he didn't believe his grandpa, then he would have to struggle on his own. It was grandpa or himself. Who should he trust?
John reached out and took his grandpa's hand. He believed that his grandpa would save him from drowning. John trusted him. He made the right choice. This is the sort of choice God wanted Adam and Eve to make. He wanted them to trust him, believing that he would rescue them from Satan's terrible home. Yes, God had a rescue plan. Would Adam and Eve trust him? The Lord hadn't told him everything about his plan or everything about the Savior, but he had made a promise. If people trusted God, believing his promise, when they died, he would make them perfect again. Perfect people can live with God. All they needed to do was to trust him. It was that simple. This was such good news that people began to look forward to the day when the Savior would come. Who do you think that Savior would be?
To what it has to say, our questions. It's wild.